This is episode number 1135 on the Millionaire Habits That Changed My Life.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
I've got a big announcement. The School of Greatness is available on American Public Television. That's right. When I started my podcast, I had zero listeners, and I kept going because I wanted to help people get the information that I didn't have access to growing up. Now, not only have we become one of the top podcasts in the world, but I'm excited to tell you that the School of Greatness show is on TV, and you can go to lewishowes.com/watch to see when it's available on your TV. Every person tuning in really helps us right now, so if you're able to also share this with anyone you think would find it valuable that doesn't consume podcasts regularly, that would be greatly appreciated. Again, that's lewishowes.com/watch. Check it out now. Now, when I was younger, I had no idea about how to make money. I knew I wanted more of it pretty badly, but I didn't know what it took to make it. But what held me back was my mindset around money and the strategies I could use to actually create a life that was aligned with who I wanted to be. So today's episode is a solo round with me. And in this episode, we discuss how to overcome the fear of money, the best investments I've made to help me in my life, the three most important things you can do to start building wealth, the strategies I recommend for multiplying your income, whether you're an entrepreneur or an employee looking to get a raise, that and so much more. This will be a powerful one. This is me really opening up and sharing so much of the things that I've learned, the mistakes I've made, the good investments, the bad investments, and the mindset that has helped me throughout this entire process around money. And if you're enjoying this, make sure to share this with someone that you think would be inspired as well. You can copy and paste this link wherever you're listening to this podcast or go to the full show notes at lewishowes.com/1135. Make sure to click the subscribe button right now over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to stay up to date on all the latest and greatest on the School of Greatness, and also share this with a friend that you think would be inspired as well. Okay, in just a moment, it's time to elevate your mindset around money.
Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Howes, and I'm doing a solo episode today talking about the millionaire habits that have changed my life. And so many of you have been requesting me to do more solo episodes. We've had a lot going on here at Team Greatness, but I wanted to do one for you today, and I wanted to talk about money because a lot of you like our episodes when I interview billionaires or millionaires who talk about the millionaire mindset, abundance, attracting wealth, earning more, passive income. So I thought I'd share some of my strategies. And I have a list of questions and some habits, some routines, some mindset shifts that I want to talk about on how I've applied these things to my life. And for those that don't know my story, about 12 years ago, I didn't have any money. I had no clue how to make money. I had some odd jobs here and there. I was a truck driver for a few months. I was a bouncer at a nightclub on the weekends. And I really wasn't making much money, maybe $1,000 a month, in between one career, playing arena football, and then transitioning into the rest of my life. And I didn't know how to make money. I was afraid of money. I wasn't an entrepreneur. I didn't think people would give me money. I was scared to talk about it. And I'm letting you know that if that feels like any of that feels like you, that there is room for growth and improvement. And I'm going to talk about some of these habits that can support you in your life. And I want you to get out a piece of paper and a pen, take some notes, or at least take some mental notes, and let me know your thoughts on the things you're learning as well over on social media. And one of the first questions that I want to talk about is, what shifted in your life that helped you go from broke to actually having money? And the biggest thing for me was overcoming the fear of money. And I didn't understand how money worked. I just was like, okay, my parents paid for things. You know, there was food on the table, the house was paid for, the rent every month. I just showed up into the world and I had no understanding of how to make money, the language around money, accounting, saving, investing. I just didn't know. And so I was afraid of it. I was afraid of it. And the things we fear, we usually want to run away from. So if you don't understand it, if you don't have a sense of peace when you hear about money and we talk about money, when money is in your hands, if you feel afraid, then why would more money come to you? So some of the things that I did and I recommend doing is, number one, is to surround yourself with people that have more money than you. Usually when you're around people that have it, you can start to learn, okay, what are they doing differently that allows them to get money? You can ask those questions. And number two would be to talk about it consistently. And I just remember I didn't talk about it much because I was afraid about it. So if you start having conversations, it doesn't become as scary anymore. You can have more peace of mind, more ease, the more you talk about it. When you resist something, when you don't want to talk about something, you're saying, I don't want this in my life. I'm afraid of this, so I'm not going to talk about it. Or we don't talk about these things because it's private conversations. It's private to me personally. So if you're hoarding something that's private to you, as opposed to being open and flowing and talking about it consistently, then it's going to be harder for money to come and go into your life. So you want to be willing to have conversations consistently and talk about it. Number three would be to read about it, learn about it. Money is a language. The terminology, the way people communicate about it is a language, just like the English language, just like playing a sport, just like working at a company. There's languages and terminologies that people use in different areas of their life. And money is no different. So you want to learn about as much as you can. Read books about it. At the end of this, I'll talk about some of my favorite books that I have right here that I'll go into about money and how to earn more and how to attract more money in your life. But I started to consume a lot of books. I started to listen to podcasts, watch videos, and just try to learn from people who were already making money and hear the language. And even today, there are still terms that I don't fully understand around money. There's still part of the language that I don't get, that I don't fully understand. So I'm constantly learning at different levels and different seasons of my life. Number four, a mentor of mine early on said, his name is Chris Hawker. I said, I was doing like an internship for him for a number of months. And after a while, I was sick and tired of being broke and I wasn't making any money. And I said, man, I could really use some money right now. And he said, money comes to you when you're ready for it. And I always remember this line, because we were going on a walk and I remember the feeling of overwhelm and stress and not having enough to pay for things and feeling like, you know, am I ever going to make any money? Is it ever going to come to me? And he said, money comes to you when you're ready for it. And I remember saying vividly, I was like, I feel pretty ready to make some money right now. Like I could use this money, like it helped me like pay for rent and food and have more opportunities. I can't buy clothes, gas money, all this stuff. And looking back a couple years later after that, I realized that I wasn't ready for it then. I needed it, but I wasn't ready for the abundance of money to start coming in because I wasn't educated enough. I didn't know how to manage money. I was afraid of it. I wasn't talking about it. I wasn't doing these things I just talked about. And so therefore, if money came to me, I would probably do the wrong things with it. I wouldn't know how to invest it. I would spend it poorly, or maybe I would hoard it because I'd be so afraid. But I wouldn't know how to let it flow in and out of my life. And so money comes to you when you're ready for it. And it means you've got to be prepared for it. You've got to learn about it before it comes to you. You got to study it. You got to talk about it. You got to do those things. And the fifth thing would be to learn how to earn it, spend it, and invest it to work for you. And when you're just starting out, it's going to be hard to do that. You're not going to know, well, how do I invest this when I'm only making a little bit every month? But at least learning about investing, learning about what's the best way to spend my money? You know, people earn it and then they spend it on dumb things. They spend it on things they think are smart, but they're not the best things. So you just want to learn as much as you can in the process. And that'll support you in really setting yourself up for the next step. And the next question is, what mindsets around money did you have to overcome? And one of the big things for me was, am I worthy of money? Do I deserve money in my life? Am I a good enough human for money to come to me? And I think, am I enough is something that so many of us ask ourselves, or we've asked ourselves at different moments in life. Am I enough for this relationship? Am I enough for this opportunity? Am I enough for this job, for this accomplishment? Am I enough? Do I belong? Do I fit in? And so realizing that you are worthy is one of the biggest things that I had to overcome in terms of, I've never made money, and now how am I going to start making money? It's realizing that I'm worthy of receiving it. And I also had to overcome the challenge of, would anyone ever pay me for skills that I don't have? When I was transitioning from 23, 24-year-old from football into kind of the business and career workforce. I didn't know what skills I had. So the limiting belief of, would anyone give me money for a skill that I don't have? I don't know what they are, so I have to figure out what they are, or I have to develop new skills. I also had a mindset that was, I'm too young. Why would anyone pay me if I'm too young? I'm too inexperienced. I'm not qualified, etc. These were all limiting beliefs that held me back early on. But when you can flip these things into, I'm too young, but I have energy, I have youth, I have passion, something that maybe older people don't have. And when you use it to your advantage and not your disadvantage, that's when you can really start to accelerate things. So I'm not experienced, but I'm more passionate than anyone else. I'm willing to try new things. I'll say yes to anything to gain the experience. Or someone else with a lot of experience will probably say no to a lot of things because they've already worked their way to get there. I'm not qualified. Well, I'm not qualified, but I'm willing to take on multiple different projects to get qualified. I'm willing to do what it takes to gain the skills. So having that energy, that willingness, that passion, that hunger, people are inspired by that. People want to have people on their team. They want to hire people in that position. So make sure that you figure out what your limiting beliefs are and use them towards your advantage, not your disadvantage. But those were some for me. Next question is, what do you do differently now than when you were poorer that makes you more money? And one of the things that I really learned from many different mentors is having recurring revenue streams. So I have, over the last few years, set up my business to have multiple recurring revenue streams. And I didn't have this for the first 6 or 7 years. It all relied on me showing up every day, selling something to earn money, and then paying the team, paying the expenses. But it all relied on me showing up every day, every week, every month to sell something, to then bring in money to help pay for things. And it's hard if it's all relying on you every single day to help pay for everything. So instead, I started transitioning our business to make money to be able to take care of our team and the expenses so I don't have to be the only one that is relied on to earn revenue and bring it in. And we did that through setting up reoccurring revenue streams in our business. Things like the podcast, things like YouTube, things like a membership site, things like a coaching program that has reoccurring payments. And these reoccurring revenue streams, they rely on me to create, but more from an evergreen place, not from a place of, I need to do this now, today, in order to generate sales, in order to generate revenue. So how can I spend my time today so that we generate revenue consistently based on those efforts? And that's just something that took time. It took time for me to develop skills, to get experience, to build confidence, to make mistakes, in order to figure out how to do that. And that's, I think, something that people would want to learn about in the future. So what are the best investments that I've made? The best investment is always the ones in myself and back into my business. I've made multiple different investments in lots of different ways that never worked out. And if you want to hear another episode about all the investments I made that were bad investments, then let me know in the comments below if you want me to do a solo episode on what not to invest in. And we'll do that. But the ones that have always paid off are the ones I've invested in building team, building tools for my team, investing in software and things to automate things within our team. Anything investing back in our team at Greatness Media, that has always been a great investment because it allows us to reach more people, allows us to help and impact more lives, and allows us to generate more revenue for the business so I can continue to pay the team, pay myself, and build the mission. That's number one, putting into the business. The second thing is like really back into myself. And I think this is the greatest investment you can always do is back into yourself. So health being number one. Without health, it's hard to build wealth because there's some type of saying out there that a wealthy man has a million problems, a sick man has one problem. And when you're sick, nothing else matters except for how do I get healthy? How do I get back on my feet? How do I get rid of this disease, this sickness, this thing that's holding me back? The other problems in the world don't matter until you get your health right. If your health is not right, that's going to be the only thing. So for me, I'm investing in nutritionists. I'm investing in coaching and trainers for my health and wellness, for my physical body. I'm investing in quality foods, organic foods. I'm at a stage where I can invest in those things now. But when I was younger, I was investing in ramen noodles and ice cream. You know, that was like all I could afford. So now it's optimizing health and thinking about that. I'm investing in skills. For me, I'm all about how can I maximize more skills? Because the more skills I have, the more potential I can connect with other people. I can relate to other people. I can build my business in that way as well. And it's just more fun and enjoyable for me. And I think a rich life comes down to more than financial riches. It comes down to having a rich, fulfilling life, doing the things that you enjoy, doing the things that bring you more love, that bring you more fulfillment, that inspire you, that make you feel more alive. For me, that's a rich life. And just having money and not having that is a poor life. So I'm thinking about how can I enrich myself with activities, hobbies, adventures, magical moments that bring me more joy, that bring me more freedom, fulfillment, because that is where the riches lie personally for me. So skills that I'm investing in, going back into salsa dancing classes, Spanish lessons, because I really want to learn Spanish, learning about businesses, learning new ideas about investing, like skills that excite me, that light me up. Investing in friends and loved ones, whether it be just taking a friend out for lunch or coffee and investing financially with that there by paying for the tab and also investing my time and energy into them and loved ones, taking care of the people when I can, when it works for me as well. And then also, I like to invest in experiences and adventures. I was thinking about this last night with a friend of mine. I was reflecting on travels of my past, and I was like, wow, I've really been to a lot of countries. I've really experienced so many different cool moments in my life because I invested in travel, I invested in experiences, I invested in trips and adventures with good people. And it's cool to be able to have these memories and be able to experience these moments on a consistent basis. So that's what I like to invest in personally for me. Next question is, what are the three most important things to do to start building wealth? Something I want to always go back to is surround yourself with a mentor who's done it and learn from them. It's really hard to do something that you've never done before without having a model or a mentor who can guide you, or at least someone you can watch from afar and learn from. You can watch their content or YouTube or books or something. It's hard to do it on your own if you don't have that. So I really try to surround myself with the people who are the masters of the skills that I'm trying to learn, who are masters in business, if I'm trying to build my business, and learn more from them, because they're at a place that I'm not at yet. So I want to surround myself with them and then learn and apply it. The second thing would be to create a game plan with structure and processes around how to build your wealth from these mentors, from this information you're learning from. So really get clear on, okay, what is it that I want and why do I want this? Whether it's a financial goal or any type of goal in your life, you want to get clear on what you want, why you want it, and then put a date around a goal of when you want to accomplish that goal. For me, that will allow you to have structure. It'll allow you to have time and space to create and reflect on. It'll allow you to have moments where you can create processes in place. It'll allow you to break down goals. It'll allow you to see what's working, what's not, all these different things. But if you just say, I want to make more money, and you don't have a date, and you don't have a game plan behind it, it's going to be hard to accomplish that. So really create a structure around learning this and give yourself some time and space to grow. And the third thing would be, I just think it's so important for me. It's so important to be joyful and service focused. Joyful and service focused. When you're trying to build wealth or trying to generate more revenue for your business, people want to be around those who are joyful. No one wants to be around someone who's negative, someone with low energy, someone who's distracted, someone who's complaining. No one wants to be around that person. They want to be around positive energy, joy, someone who's happy, grateful. Now, you're not going to be this all the time, but I'm telling you, the more you can be in that space, the more you will find financial opportunities coming your way. So it's kind of like the pre-step the pre-habit to all the habits of building wealth and the millionaire mind is coming from a place of joy, even when you have nothing, because there are people that I want to be around. There's people that I've met in the past who have nothing, but they bring joy to the moment. And I'm like, I want to be around that girl. I want to be around that guy, because they just bring more energy to maybe a challenging day. If you have joy, it's one of the greatest currencies you can have. Even if you don't have other skills, you don't have opportunities to bring someone, joy can be your ticket, the key to unlocking the door to riches. And so thinking about, I think it was Zig Ziglar who said, if you want to accomplish your goals, find a way to help everyone else accomplish their goals. I'm paraphrasing this here. But find a way to help everyone else accomplish their goals. And by doing so, it will come back to you. You'll be surrounded by the right people to help you accomplish your goals. Another question is, how can someone 10x their income if they run their own business? And you want to think about these key things: increasing your prices, increasing your prospects, increasing products, increasing process, and increasing your personal brand. So if you've got a business right now and you've got a product or a service, the first thing you can think about is, of these five things, how can I increase my rates? How can I increase my price on this product or this service? That's a way you can start earning more right there. Is your product amazing? Can you make it better? If so, then you can increase your prices. Is it getting incredible results for people? Awesome. Increase your prices. Is your coaching or consulting helping people? You over-delivering? Awesome. Think about increasing your prices. Number two, prospects. This is, how are you getting more leads to come in to sell your products or services? So you got to think about, how can I increase my prospects? If you want more results, you need more people to be aware about you. Number three, increasing products. Maybe you've only got one offering right now. Can you offer something else to reach a different demographic? Maybe people can't afford a certain price you're at, but they could afford something a little bit lower. Or maybe there's a tier up that you could charge for people, and right now you're only offering a lower number, but you should be charging something else for a different service or product. So increasing the amount of products in your product suite can support you in 10xing your business. Number three, the process. If you haven't optimized the process for your business, meaning how can I streamline things? How can I save time? How can I get software and tools to support me in automating things so that I can invest my time back in prospects, back in products, etc.? And start thinking about, how can I optimize the process for myself and for my team? Number five, I've got one more for six. Number five is increasing your personal brand, because the evidence is showing more and more that people with CEOs with personal brands, or individual personal brands in general, are more trustworthy and more likely to get opportunities. So finding ways to build your personal brand, whether that's creating free content online, showcasing your skills and talents, whether that's doing collabs with people, whatever it might be, but putting your personal brand out there with your wisdom, with your information, with your knowledge, with your skills, with your talent, with your teaching, building your personal brand. And I'd say the sixth thing, if I was going to add one more thing there, is increasing the quality of the people you're surrounded by, the people on your team. So we've got prices, prospects, product, process, and personal brand. And then the sixth thing would be building a quality team of people around you and making sure that the people are supporting this as well. As we have increased our team, our opportunities for growth has come financially as well. And that takes time, that takes energy, that takes training, it takes, you know, onboarding, teaching, all these things, but that process alone, by bringing in great people, will support you in your growth. Next question: if someone is an employee, how can they start to make more money? Well, I really like to think about, the first thing is here, what's the value you're bringing to the current company that you're with? If you're creating a current value right now, can you approach the leadership team or the CEO or your boss and say, hey, listen, I've been here for a certain amount of time and here's the value I've created. I would like to create a game plan for creating more value and creating bigger results that can save the company money, results that can make the company money, or save the company time. And here's my game plan. So you taking the time, because usually when you go to a job, you're going to get a set rate and you're expected to get the results that you're paid for that rate. So you got to go above and beyond to really be considered for a raise and or a significant raise for most companies. And what I would do is say, listen, I really value my time here. I love what I'm creating here. I love where I'm at, but I want to grow and I want to help this company grow with me showing you how I can create more value in this process. And then give a game plan to your boss or your leadership team or whoever and say, here's what I'd like to create. Here's what I propose. I step into this role. I step into this new role where I could get a raise, and here are the results that I could create for the business. Here's how it's going to make the business more money. Here's how it's going to save time, and here's how it's going to save money. If you can show that you can do all three of those things with a clear game plan, and you can actually execute it without it taking more resources necessarily or time of the leadership team or your boss or whoever it might be, that will set you up for a greater chance of earning more if you're working for a company right there. Showing that you care, showing that you want to do just more than the bare minimum will set you up for success in that way. But you've got to be the one to take charge to make that proposal. You've got to be the one to step up and say, here, I've got the game plan mapped out. Here's what I'm thinking. I want to go do it. Let me test it for 3 months. And if we get these specific results, then I'd love to be rewarded or considered for a raise or considered a bonus, whatever it might be. So that's something I would think about right there, is really approaching that. And I don't know if most employees are thinking about it that way, but if you can think about how can I help the company earn more, save more time, or save more money, then you should definitely be considered for that. And I want you to think about like consulting at nights or on the weekends. Listen, you've got your full-time thing, and that's bringing your full-time check. That's great. So you've got extra time at nights and on the weekends. So if you want to earn more, you've got to be putting in extra time of thinking about, okay, how can I use my skills? How can I use my knowledge? How can I use my collaboration skills, whatever it might be, to either consult, to coach, to launch a product or a side hustle, and to start earning more on the side? All things take time. And you've got to build your personal brand. You've got to build your contacts. You've got to build your content, whatever it might be that your skill is in, and start doing that at nights and on the weekends if you want to earn more. How can I use the law of attraction to build wealth? Well, another one of my mentors said that the world makes room for passionate people. The world makes room for passionate people. So how do you want to use the law of attraction to build wealth? Is to be passionate, is to be joyful like we talked about before. I'm really clear on setting my intention in a daily basis. When I wake up, I say thank you. I say thank you for another day, because we don't know if we're gonna wake up tomorrow. We don't know. We hope. We've woken up for so many years for now, so we assume it's gonna happen, but we just don't know. And there are people that will go to bed tonight that won't wake up tomorrow in the world. This will happen. We don't know. It could be me, it could be you, and we don't know. And every breath we take right now is closer to our last breath we will ever take. So I really think about my intention in the morning. Thank you. I'm here another day. I get to help someone else today. I get to make an impact today. I get to use my skills and talents with where I'm at in my life right now to make a difference, whether that's smiling at someone, whether that's giving someone a hug, or using your skills to support someone in their life. So set your intention and think about it daily and act on it daily and let people know what your dream is in the process of helping them. So when you're clear on your intention, and every morning you think about it, you're thinking about it. I like to write down my goals. I hang them up. So I'm looking at my goals. They're in my eyesight. So I'm not distracted thinking about everything else. And then daily acting on it. Set your intention. Think about it. Look at it. Daily action. And while you're supporting other people accomplish their goals, you let them know what your dreams are in that process. For me, that's the recipe. That's the recipe for the law of attraction and attracting things by you thinking it, looking at it, acting on it daily. And then while you're helping other people through your skills and talents, you're talking about what your goals are, what your dreams are that you've been acting on daily. Not just, oh, this is something I want to do in the future and I'm thinking about it and I haven't done anything for years about it, but you're actually putting in the work on a daily basis to build reps, to build material, to build skills, and to build confidence. That's something to think about on the Law of Attraction. We also have a number of videos and interviews about wealth and the Law of Attraction. So if you're over on YouTube right now, make sure to check out. We should have some stuff linked up where you can see more videos on the Law of Attraction and generating wealth for your life. Next question is, what are the best books to learn about making money? There are a number of books that I like, and I actually had a few books on my bookshelf. These aren't all the books that I would recommend. There's definitely more, but I just want to share a few of them that I have here on my shelf that I really like. The first one is Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't checked out this book yet, make sure you check it out. I just think it's got timeless wisdom and some great stuff. This is a book I read when I had no money, and I went through this, and there were some incredible ideas that just helped me overcoming the fear of money, helped me understand money a little bit more from a philosophical understanding. So this helped me take action. It helped me get clear. It helped me think differently. It helped me overcome fears. So Think and Grow Rich is definitely one that I recommend. The Richest Man in Babylon, this one has sold millions of copies. I think it's a great story, again, to help you be more inspired. So The Richest Man in Babylon. I really like this. This is a big book, but I read this thing cover to cover. And for me, it's hard for me to finish a book cover to cover. But I was really inspired because, like I said, there's a language about money that can be daunting, that can be confusing, that can be scary, because you don't know what these words are in the terminology and the languages. So this book by Tony Robbins, Money, Master the Game, The 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. I've done an interview with Tony on this book. We'll link it up somewhere so you can go check that out as well. But this was a powerful interview that I did where Tony dives in deeper about this. So I recommend getting the book, but it's like, I don't know, 600 something pages. So you can start with the video or the episode first on the audio or YouTube. But this is a game changer. And it's really teaching about how to invest your money in a powerful way so that you can be financially free for the rest of your life with the right investment strategies. Really good one. I like that a lot. Money, Master the Game. This is by my friend David Bach. David Bach's got a number of New York Times bestsellers, but this is a short book, his most recent book, called The Latte Factor, Why You Don't Have to Be Rich to Live Rich. And I think this kind of goes into what I was talking about at the beginning of this episode, where for me, a rich life is not about having all the money in the world. Having all the money in the world can solve a lot of problems, but it doesn't solve every problem. It can pay for your rent. It can pay for trips. It can pay for nice things, food. It can help people. You can pay for your health insurance bills. It can do things to definitely help you in a big way. But it doesn't mean you have a rich life if you have a lot of money. It doesn't mean that. There is someone, I live in a building here in Los Angeles, and there's someone who committed suicide last year, who is reportedly worth hundreds of millions of dollars, who is so well connected in Hollywood, connected to presidents, and looked like he had it all. Had all the money, had the success, had the fame, but for whatever reason, he committed suicide. And it just made me reflect that, like, there might be some stuff inside of us that if we don't feel rich inside, it doesn't matter how rich we are on the outside. And this is all about why you don't have to be rich to live rich. And I think if you can understand this principle first about building the riches within you, not thinking about how can I create wealth outside, but when you build it on the inside first, then when you have it, you can understand it more. It doesn't consume you. It doesn't control you. It doesn't manipulate you. It doesn't own you. Because I've seen it for too many people that money becomes an obsession that then owns them and controls them. You hear the term, more money, more problems. This is real if you don't know how to manage it. And this is also why some people sabotage themselves, because they make a lot of money, then everyone has their hand out and says, give me, give me, give me, give me. I want money. Can you help me here? You've got it. So why can't you just pay this $5,000 from here, $10,000 here? Can you pay off my debt? Can you pay for this? Can you pay for this? And it becomes overwhelming because people feel like they're getting taken advantage of. It feels like they're being used and abused. They feel like people are only in their life because they have money. And so this is why some people become, you know, jerks or distant or whatever they might be going through, because they don't feel like your relationship or your connection with them is coming from appreciation or from true friendship. And that's a challenging thing. So you've got to understand, if you don't have money, and someone who does have it, and you're acting and you're saying, well, why aren't they doing this? And why aren't they doing that? And why are they acting weird? Because they probably have everyone asking them for something, as opposed to asking them, you know what? How are you doing today? How are you feeling? What can I do for you? Everyone's always asking, what can they do for them, right? They always want something from them. So you got to be aware of that. Make sure you build a rich life from within. I like David Bach's book. Again, he's got many other great books around money, but this one is a recent one that I really like that was on my shelf. These last two that I have on my shelf that I like that I pulled off, both of these guys I've interviewed. We've got Ryan Serhant, Big Money Energy, How to Rule at Work, Dominate at Life, and Make Millions. If you guys don't know Ryan Serhant, make sure to check him out. Just did a full interview about him in this book. Again, it kind of goes back into Big Money Energy, the energy you bring to deal making, to getting a job, to building a business, like the energy you bring to attracting. Talk about the law of attraction. It really is an energy thing. It stems from your attention, your joy, your level of passion, your level of enthusiasm, your positivity. That's where the rich life starts. If you have nothing, but you have big energy, that's a rich life. And that's where you can start to attract financial riches as well. So check out Big Money Energy. And then I saw Chris Hogan, Everyday Millionaires, How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth and How You Can as Well. He surveyed a bunch of millionaires and learned about the strategies they used to generate their millions. And he talks about this in this book. We did a full interview with him as well, Everyday Millionaires. If you want to check that out. These books are for people at different stages. You know, maybe you don't want to start with Tony Robbins if you have no money to even invest. This might be, okay, I've got some money. I need to learn how to invest. What should I do with it? So check out the books based on the stage that you're at. If you're kind of just getting started, then I would go back to this one, Think and Grow Rich. So you make sure you check this one out as well. This has sold a lot of copies over the years. And that is my strategies, my books, my insights. And I'll leave you with this. You know, also, if you want more episodes like this, more solos like this, then please let us know in the comments over on YouTube below this video, and let us know which topics you'd like me to cover and go into. But here's what I will say. Money is definitely an energy and a journey. Money comes and goes. The more you hold on to it, the less more is going to come to you. The more you're willing to invest it in things and spend it and let it flow, the more will flow to you. So you got to learn the balance. You don't want to spend it all the time so you have none. But you want to make sure you're willing to invest it in certain things that make sense. And the more free you feel about it inside, the less scarce you feel about it, the more will come to you. And you also just feel more at peace. This takes time. For me, I didn't have a good relationship with money growing up. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I was afraid of it. I was afraid to talk about it because I was ignorant to how it worked. When you learn about how money works, which could be a lifelong journey, this isn't just like, okay, I read a book and I get it now. This is a lifelong journey based on the season of life you're at with your money. And at different seasons, you're going to need to learn new lessons. You're going to need new mentors and friends to support you in learning about this. You're going to need new books, new tools to learn about investing, saving, taxes, all these different things are to come to you, accounting, just dealing with it all. It can seem overwhelming. And this is why when things are overwhelming, sometimes people don't even want to look at it. And if you don't understand it, I'm telling you, it's going to be hard for it to keep coming your way, or you're always going to feel like you're behind. I'm behind on payments, I'm behind on debt that I got to pay off, and you're never going to feel caught up. So this is a skill you want to master. Money's going to be a part of your life for the rest of your life for probably 99.9% of the population, and it's going to be something you're going to need to learn how to continue to evolve into understanding. And the more you do that, the more you talk about it in a positive way, the more positive it will be with you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed this topic about money and the money mindset. If you did, make sure to share it with a few friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you're listening to this, or use lewishouse.com/1135. Also, click the subscribe button right now to stay up to date on the latest and greatest on the School of Greatness podcast. And make sure to send me a message over on Instagram if you want more solo rounds from me like this as well. And I want to leave you with this quote from Maya Angelou, who said, "You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing, and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you." Ooh. A friend of mine always said, the world makes room for passionate people. And when you find the things that you love, that passion comes out inside of you. I want to remind you, if no one's told you lately that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter, I'm so grateful for you. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.